Welcome to the Positive Education Podcast with Ash Manuel. As we know, the number one hot topic in the world is mental well-being. Ash has worked with close to 1,000 organisations impacting more than 250,000 people, including schools, sports teams and businesses across 45 countries. Today, Ash is regarded as a global thought leader in positive education. In this podcast, you'll hear stories, information and actionable ideas from positive education and well-being experts. The purpose of the podcast is so that you take away ideas that you can execute in your classroom, across your school, at your sports club and in your organisation, plus tips and tricks that you can apply in your own life.
Hi everyone and welcome to the Positive Education Podcast. I'm your host Ash Manuel, former primary school teacher and founder of Growing with Gratitude and the Mind Our Youth Foundation. I just wanted to record this short episode to explain the purpose and the reason for the Positive Education Podcast. So back in 2010, I came across positive psychology as a thing. Now, what I discovered was that just like learning skills in sport, you can learn and practice to be a more resilient, happier person. But the things that lead to that are things like being grateful, kind, empathetic, reflecting on the good things that happen, and service, like doing things for other people without necessarily expecting anything in return. Now, I always knew what those things were, but the game changer is when you actually do it. So I started to develop a consistent practice. And what I found is that if I was having a bad day, I was able to, particularly coming from a place of being grateful and empathetic, you start to reframe things coming from a more positive point of view, coming from a place of being grateful, coming from a place of being more empathetic. And it had a really positive impact. And over time, like it did, it's helped me get through some really tough situations in my personal life. So that was in 2010. Now I had a really consistent practice and still do today, but it got to 2013. Now, while I was a primary school teacher at Emmanuel Primary School in Adelaide in South Australia, our school was looking to implement a positive education program or a wellbeing program. And we weren't really sure what to do. We're quite early adopters in this space and we were trying to find our way to create a program, but we weren't really sure what to do, as I said. Now, we even hired a part-time wellbeing coordinator to try to get it started. But even there, to their own admission, at the end of 2013, nothing really stuck. So it was one of those moments. Now, I want to take you there. It was in 2014, in January. It was in the school holidays, and I clearly remember this like it was yesterday. I remember walking along the corner of Cliff Street and Diagonal Road at Glenelg East in South Australia, just around the corner from where I was living. I remember stopping. Now, I don't know if you ever experienced that moment where before you had that aha moment and it's just hit you like a ton of bricks. That was this day. And I just remember standing there and just saying to myself, look, hang on, what if I combine what I know as a teacher with what I've learned for my own benefit? I reckon that I can create a program that teachers can teach in the classroom, schools can implement it across their whole school. And not only that, but I wish I learned these skills when I was a younger person. And a bit of adrenaline just hit. And I just leapt home and ran down the street, got home, and just started what is now Growing with Gratitude. So the purpose of this podcast is to help you, particularly if you're a classroom teacher, a school leader, a wellbeing coordinator who's looking to implement a program across your whole school. Not only that, but we work with sporting clubs. So helping sporting clubs, particularly junior sporting clubs, set up their wellbeing approach to incorporating things like being grateful, kind, empathetic into training sessions and matches. And also the family home. And also for your own benefit, whether that's teachers or coaches or anyone really, because it doesn't matter. If you're a 3-year-old, 103-year-old, any background, gratitude doesn't discriminate. It's for everyone. Kindness is for everyone. Empathy is for everyone. And the great news is like learning a skill in a sport, we can practice. So the purpose of the podcast is to interview experts within schools, sporting clubs, who run great wellbeing programs. Also, people who do run programs in schools already. But the key is to talk about what they do, but also give you ideas to action. Because I'm a firm believer ideas are great, goals are great, but they're pretty much useless unless we take action on it. So each episode will involve speaking to a guest and giving you information, but also takeaways that you can apply in the classroom, around the school, at home, or whether it's in sporting clubs or even the workplace. So we look forward to seeing you on the episodes within the Positive Education podcast. Now, what I'd love you to do is go to the very first episode that we've created with Dale Sidebottom from Energetic Education. Dale is, I've done a few workshops with Dale, and he's the most energetic man I've ever come across. He believes in making fun learning for students and adults as well, and really gamifying learning. And there's no better place to do that in actually learning skills of gratitude and kindness and empathy through fun games. So head on over for that podcast and you'll get some great takeaways that you can apply with Dale's and my chat. So feel free to reach out on info@growingwithgratitude.com.au. That'll come straight through to me and love to have a conversation. But for now, I'd love to see you over at the podcast, the first episode with Dale Sidebottom. Bye for now.